What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Fog of war descends on Gaza. There is clarity, however, of the state actors, sovereign state actors, who have funded, supported, encouraged, embraced Hamas for many years. The killers are now isolated. Not all of them, but a deal of their fighters. What is to be done for those on the outside? What is to be done for the sponsors? I welcome Jonathan Shanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, who presents a bold and straightforward and commonsensical idea. Tell them to surrender. Jonathan, a very good evening to you. Tell surrender to whom? Who's first on your list, Jonathan? Good evening.
Good evening, John. Look, I think the context here that is so important to understand is that it has been Israel that has been restrained time and again. Right? We've seen different bouts of violence between Hamas and Israel over the last decade or so, 2008, 2012, 2014, and then 2021. In each one of those wars, it was Israel that was asked to stand down, to not go forth and to conquer Gaza again, or to not vanquish Hamas. What has happened as a result of that, of course, is that Hamas has been able to replenish its weapons and to grow stronger and to gain different skill sets. And some of those skill sets we saw on full display on October 7th. So the question then becomes, maybe should we be not looking for a different way to end these wars? Notably, rather than having Israel restrain itself, perhaps it's time that the international community demand that Hamas surrenders. They are, by all accounts, going to be defeated by Israel. Israel is the stronger, better armed, better trained party. And you can see the way that the Israelis are now cutting deeper and deeper into the Gaza Strip. So if we don't want to see a fight to the finish, and I think we see it right now across various media platforms and government platforms, everyone is warning of a potential humanitarian disaster in the Gaza Strip. If the goal is to thwart that, if the goal is to prevent that from happening, then the sponsors of Hamas, the patrons of Hamas, need to demand that their client just simply lay down their arms and come out with their hands up. Now, of course, that is easier said than done. Hamas is a violent organization that really sees itself as having been built for this moment to fight Israel to the finish. But if what we want to do is to try to save 2.2 million Gazans, here are the keys to this. Iran, Qatar, Turkey, Malaysia, Kuwait, maybe Algeria, South Africa. These are the countries that have supported Hamas over the years, financially, militarily, and rhetorically. If they can lean on their client to just simply lay down their arms, we will see the end of war tomorrow.
Iran. Iran is the driving actor for incidents these last days, the attacks on American deployment in Syria and Iraq, the question of Hezbollah rocketing and mortaring into Israel. And then there's violence on the West Bank. I can't even account for. And of course, there's Hamas. So Iran is driving this. Who is at it in Tehran right now who can surrender? Is that even imaginable, John?
Well, no, I don't think in Tehran no one is going to surrender. But I think that if the Iranians said, look, we care about the future of the Palestinians. We don't want to see 2.2 million people suffer. We don't want to see these people lose their homes or to lose the infrastructure around their homes. Then it would be upon the Iranian leadership to come out and say, Hamas, we know we trained you. We know we armed you. We know we funded you. But you need to stop fighting now for the good of the Palestinian people. That is probably the most powerful message that could come out of Iran right now. Of course, you're not likely to see that. The regime in Tehran has been actually provoking Hamas to fight on. And they're also trying to enlist the help of other militias, Shiite militias in places like Iraq and Syria and even Yemen, They have been pushing others to get into the war to support Hamas. They really, I think, are pushing the region to the brink of disaster here. And it really does come down to the patrons of Hamas to get them to just simply surrender. That is the way the violence stops.
Two countries where this could work are Qatar and Turkey, because they're so compromised by their relationship to the wider world. Qatar, because it's enormously well-to-do, but at the same time knitted into problem-solving, or so-called. And then Turkey, a member of NATO with ambitions. Now, Ankara, I understand, after Mr. Erdogan's unacceptable remarks, Ankara has seen the departure, or the imminent departure, of Israeli diplomats. Qatar, I can't speak, but you're recommending Qatar and Turkey also speak out and say, Hamas, quit, stop it. Is that correct?
I think it's the only play left, if we're going to be very frank. The Qataris tried to provide some kind of helpful channel, or at least they say they were trying to do that by trying to get secure the release of the hostages. They failed. The Israelis on Friday determined that they couldn't wait any longer and thus launched the ground operation that we see ongoing today in the Gaza Strip. So the Qatari attempt to play arsonist and firefighter have failed. The Turks have gone into fully vitriolic rhetoric right now, accusing the Israelis of war crimes, saying that they're waging a war with American and European assistance or connivance. These are things that are just simply not going to end the war. Again, if they want to stop the violence now, they should tell Hamas to lay down their weapons and come out from their tunnels with their hands up. That is the way the fighting stops tomorrow.
There are Hamas ops in Turkey, in Lebanon, in Jordan, in the whole region. There are Hamas ops. They're not inside Gaza. They're not part of the battle. They can be surrendered, correct, Jonathan? Those states that are shepherding, hosting them right now could turn them over to authorities.
They could. I mean, the question is what authorities and what's the sort of reputational fallout for these countries that purport to be supporters of the Palestinian cause? For everyone out there saying that Hamas does not represent the Palestinians, the message that is coming through from some of these countries is that they see Hamas as a fully legitimate representative of the Palestinian cause. That's why Hamas is enjoying the support of Turkey and Qatar and Malaysia and Lebanon and Iran. And this is ultimately the problem, that if you want to say that you'd like to see a two-state solution, if you'd like to see a Palestinian state that is able to survive and thrive, then what we need to see is the beginning of a delegitimization of Hamas, which I think actually really starts with an acknowledgement that Hamas has brought the region to disaster. We are now on the edge of a regional war, right? I mean, we're watching Lebanon, you know, they're firing rockets at Israel. The Houthis out of Yemen are firing rockets at Israel. We're seeing the same attacks against the United States from Iran-backed militias in Syria and in Iraq. All of this can stop tomorrow if the patrons of Hamas, the supporters of Hamas, simply come out and say, guys, this round is lost. Hamas, you should surrender now for the good of the region. Again, instead, what we're watching is every one of these actors, and some of them are already deemed to be terrorist states like Iran, and we would expect nothing less. But the Turks are NATO allies.
Right.
The Qataris are major non-NATO allies. They have a responsibility to try to end this.
Jonathan Schanzer, former terrorism finance analyst, U.S. Department of Treasury, Senior Vice President, Research Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluff Mobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Dinner time hit, but your motivation didn't. It's time to try something different than the same three dinners you make every week. Go big or go home at 7-Eleven with their boneless wings tossed in hot honey sauce with a spot-on sweet and spicy combo. It's available at 7-Eleven and just $5 with 7 rewards. Visit your local Columbus 7-Eleven and satisfy that craving today. Valid through 6/23/26. While supplies last, participating stores see app for full terms.